Now, on to our Big Brother heads up. This story actually came out just as we were heading off to vacation. I just want to cover this because this is, you know, I mean, sometimes I get the feeling I'm really am living in Atlas Shrugged. This is Craig Bannister writing in Craig Bannister's posts. So, Oregon is sending Gary Harrington to jail for 3 days. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not 3 days, it's 30 days. Gary Harrington is going to jail for 30 days. Do you know why? Because he collects rainwater that falls on his property. Now, why would the government even care if Gary is able to corral his own rainwater? And, of course, also ask the question, do we really have bureaucrats that look around for people who are collecting rainwater so they can turn them into the government? The state of Oregon took Gary to court and got its convictions against him, it says, because it has on the books a law giving it ownership of all water, including the water that falls on Gary's property. Well, apparently it met with some appreciation and approval by some people. Water, our Oregon argues, is a precious commodity, so the government should have exclusive rights to it. Well, air is a precious commodity. Food is a precious commodity. Health care is a Well, wait a minute. I forgot. They're already regulating all three of those things. Never mind. I thought I was on to something there for a second, but I guess I wasn't. It's a precious commodity, so the government should have exclusive rights and be able to dole it out as it sees fit. Now, apparently, the state wants to be able to redistribute the rain to ensure that the right people get the proper amounts of it. Or as Tom Paul, administrator for the Oregon Water Resources Department, puts it, Oregon law says that all water in the state is public water, and if you want to use that water either to divert it or to store it, you'll have to acquire a water right from the state of Oregon before actually engaging in that activity. By the way, if you just tuned in, no, I'm not reading from Atlas Shrugged, although I will in a second here. I guess Oregon feels that Gary is being greedy with the rainwater that falls on his property. It's apparently the rainwater that belongs to the quote-unquote the people. Now, if the Oregon government needs or wants something, it just feels apparently justified in passing a law, taking it away from someone else, and proclaiming itself to be the rightful owner. Need or want, create a right, right? But a love for collectivism aside, there's another reason proponents of big government go after people like Gary.